This is George Clark for Ivy Hoops Online, reporting on this afternoon's Princeton versus Northeastern Huskies game in Boston. Once again, for the third time in three games, the Tigers overcame a second-half deficit to pull out a stunning 79-76 victory in the final seconds of play. Several Tigers turned in heroic efforts, and none was greater than Daylon Davis, who led the Tigers with 25 points, most of those falling in the second half when the Tigers needed them the most. By the way, it was a career high for Davis, but I have a feeling that mark won't last long. Blake Peters was on fire from deep, hitting 6 of 8 for 18 points. Xavion Lee with 12 and Caden Pierce with 10 gave the Tigers 4 double-digit scores. Pierce led the Tigers with 11 rebounds for his first double-double of the season. I have an idea he'll be getting more of those, too. But the biggest hero for the Tigers may have been freshman Malik Abdullahi, whose play in the final 15 seconds secured the win. The fact that Abdullahi was on the floor at crunch time indicates the confidence in which he is held by Mitch Henderson. The youngster went from goat to hero, though, in little more than the blink of an eye. With the Tigers leading 75-74, a Northeastern shot hit high on the backboard, where it was swatted away by Abdullahi, an obvious goaltending call, restoring the Huskies to the lead with 11 seconds remaining. On the ensuing possession, Xavion Lee found a cutting Abdullahi in the lane for an almost too easy jumper and won. Although the kid missed the free throw, the Tigers now had the lead, 77-76, with just 4 ticks left on the clock. The Huskies brought the ball into the front court and took a 30-second timeout with 2 seconds left. A desperation pass into the lane was intercepted by Abdullahi, and he was fouled on the play, after which he calmly sank both free throws to give the Tigers a hard-fought, nail-biting road win, 79-76. Two Northeastern players certainly deserve recognition for this one. Harold Woods had a fabulous night, finishing with game highs in points, 27, and rebounds, 13. William Cremori added 20 points, including a brilliant 5 of 6 from beyond the arc. Playing for the third time in 6 days clearly affected Princeton, as the Tigers managed just 13 points in the first 9 minutes of a very sluggish start. A 12-0 run over the ensuing 3 minutes, however, got the Tiger offense rolling, and leading to an 8-point Tiger lead, 31-23, with 2.5 to go. The Huskies closed the gap to 35-30 after 20 minutes. Princeton established its lead by making 9 of 10 free throws in the opening period, while the Huskies missed their only attempt. On the stat sheet, the Tigers won the game by making 17 of 22 from the line to Northeastern's 6 of 10. Princeton made 10 of its 26 three-point attempts to the Huskies' 6 of 18. With the Huskies holding Pierce and Lee mostly in check, the Tigers turned to Davis and Peters for scoring punch. Both of these kids embraced the opportunity. Davis has an ice water in his veins aura, giving the Tigers a third top-tier score and opposing teams a big headache. When Peters is on, as he was today, no one shoots the three ball better. Princeton returns to Jadwin for its next game, a Friday contest with Loyola of Chicago, a team with a long and storied history of basketball excellence. This will be only the second meeting between the schools, the first one occurring in 2006, a 68-57 Loyola victory. In their first three games, these Tigers have shown resilience, grit, and determination, unusual for the early season, with so many new faces getting significant playing time. One bit of good news came when Jack Scott was reinstated to the active roster. Scott, who transferred back to Princeton this year after transferring away to William & Mary last spring, was initially declared ineligible for this season. Upon hearing the news of Scott's renewed eligibility, Henderson immediately inserted him into the starting lineup. Once again for Ivy Hoops Online, this is George Clark saying thanks for listening.